Hal, meet Simon 2. Space station robot can detect astronaut emotions. By Veronica Combs on December 9th in the Tech Republic newsletter. Built-in privacy controls prevent IBM's Simon 2 from being an always-on eavesdropper. The Crew Interactive Mobile Companion 2, Simon, C-I-M-O-N, working with astronauts on the International Space Station, is now using a tone analyzer to detect emotions during conversation. The Watson team at IBM added this skill to the standard set of Watson capabilities. Simon 2, as it is now called, joined the 6 astronauts on the ISS last week during a resupply mission. In addition to the software update, the hardware upgrade included more sensitive microphones and an advanced set of orientation for Simon. Airbus and the German Aerospace Center are the other members of the Simon project. Matthias Biniak, lead Watson architect, said, IBM is using the tone analyzer to understand how Simon converses with the astronauts. We are trying to understand how the machine learning model is working with what astronauts are saying, he said. Simon takes in verbal communication but does not analyze facial expressions or audio cues. The intent recognition and classification is done with natural language processing that is part of the standard set of IBM Watson services, he said. Simon is not eavesdropping and reporting back to mission control, Biniak said. Astronauts have control over when the tone analyzer is at work. If we are trying to analyze emotions for a particular experiment, astronauts will have to activate the function proactively, Biniak said. Biniak said Simon 2 has privacy controls built in part because the EU's GDPR reaches all the way into orbit. When Simon is on, data is streamed from the ISS to Earth and back via the Watson AI components on the IBM cloud. Simon has 2 buttons. One turns him off, Biniak said. The other option is the offline button. It cuts all the AI components and the internet connection. The astronauts can also activate this function with a spoken command. When Simon is in the offline mode, he holds his position, closes his eyes, and sleeps. We wanted to implement this so that the astronauts feel they have control of Simon, which is important for acceptance of the technology, he said. Biniak said a reason the space agencies chose IBM for this project was because of the company's data privacy policies. We say that the data and the models always belong to the customer, and you can decide if you want IBM to use your data to improve our own algorithms or not, he said. The software identifies these emotions using natural language processing. Excited, frustrated, impolite, polite, sad, satisfied, and sympathetic. Simon's jobs in space. The round robot's chief responsibility is to be a lab assistant as the astronauts conduct scientific research projects on the ISS. Simon reminds crew members of the sequence of steps required to conduct research experiments. The crew can ask Simon to what the next step is or which tool is the right one to use. Simon also does mobile video documentations for the astronauts. The astronauts can say, come here, turn 30 degrees and hold, or go to experiment 64 and take a picture, he said. Biniak said that Simon has a formal work personality as well as a more casual conversational mode. When the robot is helping with research projects or documentation, his tone is helpful and very straightforward. One of my colleagues describes Simon as a typical German, very straightforward, very short answers, and trying to help all the time, he said. Simon also has a small talk mode when he tries to match an astronaut's needs at a particular moment. Simon is completely autonomous and flies through the space station. Simon's AI components are run through the IBM cloud in Frankfurt, Germany. Airbus supplied the robot's guidance, navigation, and control components. The German Aerospace Center is the third partner in the collaboration. Simon's first trip to the International Space Station was in 2018, and he came back to Earth earlier this year. SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft carried crew supplies and hardware to the orbiting laboratory to support the Expedition 61 crew for the 19th mission under NASA's Commercial Resupply Services contract. These science investigations went up on the resupply flight with Simon. Microgravity research, molecular pathways related to muscle and bone loss during spaceflight. Gravity research focused on instrument development. Flame behavior in microgravity. Barley seeds in microgravity. Docking station for the robotic external leak detector, REL.